Hey, Bud. Rock 107 WIRX and Bud Distributing, teaming up, sampling, and talking brews.
Hey, hey, hey.
Got Jenna in the studio once again. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's Memorial Day weekend.
All right. Three-day weekend. We get in extra. You know what? Every weekend should be a three-day weekend.
I love it. Why can't we adopt this, America?
Right.
Get on it.
Come on. We can do this. So we have some beers to sample today.
Yes. So speaking of America, obviously we're celebrating Memorial Day and honoring those that have served us and to give us the freedoms that we have and enjoy every single day. We're going to try two beers here first that everyone's probably had. Many people probably have in their lifetime. They're 21. And I brought them today because there's kind of a unique story behind them for what they do. And I think a lot of people have probably seen it in the news that Budweiser changed their name on their 12-ounce cans. So just one package. Several packages, but just the cans. That they changed it to America.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's more about a tribute to America and those that serve and fight for America. Obviously being an iconic brand in America. There's a little controversy. People are like, oh, well, you know, how can they do that? You know, this and that. But it's really more about being patriotic. And there's several programs that Anheuser-Busch does that, Folds of Honor, where they give back, you know, every so many dollars per case go to that program for military families. It's a great campaign. And I think it's really cool. Again, they're all about saluting, and they feel like this is going to be one of the most patriotic summers with the Summer Olympics and America participating in that. And then the soccer tournament that's being held here, you know, they're a worldwide, you know, thing. So
not to mention, it just looks cool on the can.
It does.
It just looks great. You look at it and you're like, you know what?
Yeah.
This is going to taste good.
Yeah. And every year they do this. In years past, they've done the Statue of Liberty. They've done some other, the Star Spangled Banner one year. So they always kind of, the last 5 or 6 years they've done this where it's a campaign that they, you know, the Folds of Honor campaign that they support, but also really wanted to make it a patriotic summer. Red, white, and blue summer.
That's right.
Yes.
America. All right, let's try this out.
All right, cool. So obviously something we've all had.
Oh, yeah.
At least I have and I enjoy.
There's nothing like a cold Budweiser.
It's excellent.
It's so good.
I love the Budweiser.
I do too. I like the body.
You know what? People are worried about their figure. You know what? It just tastes really good.
It just is good.
You know?
If you're drinking, don't worry about calories, right. my friends. That's my feeling on that. You know, especially with like craft beers too. Like I love craft beer. I love it. And it's kind of like my feeling, my thought process too is also like, hey, like if I'm going to drink something, I'm going to drink something I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Budweiser. So it's like, I can drink an IPA, I can drink a Budweiser, I can drink a, you know, Saison, whatever you want to throw
you
at
know
me.
You know what's weird, too, is I really, really, really like McAlter as well.
It's just, it depends on your mood.
Yeah.
I'm very much a mood drinker. People are like, you know, kind of like, how do you jump from this to that? Wine, beer, you know, sometimes a nice cold cocktail. It's like, it depends on my mood and what we're doing.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
It depends on what you're doing, where you're at, mood. But there's something about a cold Budweiser that it is.
Sure.
It's just so full of flavor. I love it.
I agree
with that. They also have another campaign this summer, the Bud and Burger campaign. So it's all about like, you know, cool different things you can do in the apps, on their app that they have with the, you know, Budweiser burgers pairing up with a grilling theme. Ibotta, that's a huge thing right now in stores where you get like certain amount of dollars off, kind of like olden mail-in rebates we used to have, but now like a lot of the stores and independents are doing Ibotta, and Budweiser's a big one on that with Bud and Burgers. So
nice.
Did you bring us burgers?
I should have. What was I thinking?
All right.
So un-American of me.
That's funny. Is last night. That's what I had for dinner.
Did you?
A Budweiser and a big old burger.
That sounds like the perfect meal.
I saw your big ass pretzel.
Oh
right.
Yeah, we had a big ass pretzel too.
Yeah, that looked good.
Yeah.
I've almost ordered that a few times when we've had lunch there or dinner. I love pretzels, like obsessive with soft pretzels. I need to stop there and have one.
You do. It's like the size of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Planks at the inn at Harbor Shores.
Yeah. No, it looked
tried
good.
The big ass pretzel. He was like, Lorraine was like, that's a big ass pretzel. I'm thinking, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I looked at the menu and I'm like, yeah, it's really called a big ass pretzel.
And I love that that's how they put it on their menu. Like,
right.
I mean, how else do you say it, right?
So,
it was delicious.
Definitely a good thing to try. The second, go ahead. Did you try it?
Yeah, number two beer we're trying here.
Yeah. So second beer, again, a beer many Americans have had.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best national selling beer. It is Bud Light. And again, I brought this today. It's a red, white, and blue summer. They've changed their can package as well. It's all the stars. It's blue, their new logo that really stands out, and then the stars from the flag. So,
I really like the look of that can.
It looks great. Mm-hmm. It really pops off. I love their logo change. At first, I was a little skeptical just because, you know, for so long, they've had that swoosh and the Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, all right, are we really really, are we doing that? And now that you see it, when
it works,
it does work. And when you see it in a cooler set and you see the new package versus the old package, it really jumps off the shelf.
Yeah. All right.
So I love the packaging they did with that. And again, supporting America with the stars.
Not to just mention, you know, Bud doing the different cans all the time. I love that. Yeah, switch it up a little bit. You know, they do the NFL thing, right?
Yep. They're the sponsor of the NFL. Nice. Mm-hmm. Have all the teams on them. And then they also do, they do the whole team can, but then they also do like geographic. So we always get the Lions with that. So, yeah.
That's cool. Let's try this out.
All right.
Bud Light.
Woo!
I've tried this many times.
Yes. Never gets old.
Tastes good on a Friday.
It does.
Doesn't it?
It always tastes good.
Okay, so we tried the Budweiser, the Bud Light, and the new cans.
Yeah,
the Budweiser can saying America across the front.
Yep.
And the Bud Light with the blue and the stars.
Yeah, just look for the pretty blue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they look really nice next to each other.
They do.
Always delicious. Right. Well, we have two more beers to try. We're going to take a quick break here. It's Rock 107 WIRX in Bud Distributing. We'll be back.